The foreign policy differences between the African National Congress and its likely biggest partner in government, the Democratic Alliance, DA, are glaring. An example is their stances on Israel's war in Gaza. The DA's statements on the conflict often highlight Israel's right to defend itself against what the party describes as the terrorists of the Hamas militant group. The ANC, on the other hand, calls Israel an apartheid state, guilty of genocide in Gaza. It has close relations with Hamas, calling it a liberation movement. The ANC-led government has filed a war crimes case against Israel in the International Court of Justice. Nordic Africa Institute researcher Henning Melber says although the ANC's foreign policies are distasteful to many in the West, they've placed Africa on the map.
Last year, the summit in South Africa received huge international attention. And of course, more recently, the South African claim against Israel in the International Court of Justice. All of these markers are in question if the ANC is not any longer the sole party in government. And it much depends with whom they enter the coalition.
The DA considers some members of the BRICS bloc, notably China, Iran and Russia, as authoritarian human rights abusers. The ANC government drew criticism from the United States and European Union because it has continued military training with Russia despite its invasion of Ukraine, which has been widely condemned internationally. Independent international relations analyst Angela Muvumba says the ANC support for Hamas and the party's BRICS allies haven't endeared it to countries like the US.
There are aspects of the South African foreign policy that have really resisted the categorization of some states as pariah states or authoritarian states by other states that also behave a bit badly. So when the US calls Iran an authoritarian state and wishes to kind of shame South Africa in terms of its relationships with Iran or with China or with Russia, South Africa bristles. I think the election may change how much it bristles, depending on who gets into coalition government with the ANC.
Melbourne says South Africa's foreign policy will change should the DA get a significant say in government. The ANC's other possible coalition partners, the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, and Umkhonto weSizwe, MK, are vehemently anti-West. Both have suggested breaking ties with the US in particular, describing it as neo-colonialist. The EFF and MK want closer ties with Beijing, Moscow and Tehran, and with anti-Western governments across the world, from Cuba to Venezuela to North Korea. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.